It's Wednesday night. Time to check in with our weekly feature on Chadron State Athletics. Here's Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, with this week's Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmer State Bank, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron.
Today on the Chadron State Sports Journal radio show and podcast, we are really happy to have Teddy Parham Jr. in with us in the studio today. Teddy's a guard on the CSC men's basketball team, and if you listened to the game last weekend, you heard his name a ton of times in that contest. And Teddy, great to have you with us today in the studio to talk about that game and basketball season. How are you doing today?
I'm great. It's great to be here.
Glad you're in. Got a chance to break away from practice and school and join us for a few minutes downtown. Appreciate it. So Saturday night, you just have this huge night of basketball on the scoreboard. The official record now says 32 points. The live stats on Saturday night said 34 points, and that's what I had you for, too. So a little confusion. Was it 32 or 34?
I'm not sure. I think it was 32. I think they may have gave me an extra point from another teammate. But either way, I think, you know, the stats show, like, I had a pretty outstanding game.
Yeah, 34 or 32, there's a real razor-thin difference. A phenomenal game for you, Teddy. Congrats on the performance.
Thank you.
And it wasn't just offense, it was defense, too. But, you know, when you're having a game like that, when you're scoring so much and so often and you just feel like everything's going down, do you keep count during the game? What did you lose count with so many baskets going in?
I mean, I don't really pay attention too much to, like, the points, but I do pay attention to, like, my efficiency and, like, my shot selection. So, like, going into the game and making, like, shot after shot, like, it just felt good. And, like, a lot of the play calls were, we were going off of a lot of practice. And so going off these play calls that the coach was calling, like, they were working for us. And if I wasn't open, I was always looking for somebody else. But the way that the defense was or came out guarding us, like, it just – was pretty easy.
Well, you guys have so many scoring options on the floor. It's you know, everybody could have at any given night a night kind of like you just had, and it was cool to hear you talk about the coaches designing those plays, getting you the ball. Once you started hitting all those shots, did the game plan kind of change? Did they start to call things more and say, hey, we're going to just let you get after it with the green light as long as they keep going down?
Pretty much, yeah. As long as I was making the right decisions as far as, like, finishing at the basket and shooting the open shots and not forcing anything too, you know, crazy, they're allowing me to, you know, work with what I had and allowing me to make the best decisions on the floor.
Teddy Parham Jr. with us on Chadron State Sports Journal radio show podcast here tonight. The play for the halftime buzzer beater shot, that was awesome. The smile on your face tells it everything right now, how much fun you enjoyed with that. Can you take us through that play a little bit, how it got to drawn up, what it's all about, and then how you finished it off?
So I think what happened is that we tried to get the ball past half court as fast as we could so that we could draw up a play with the last, so we get a last shot. And we had never ran it before or anything like that. The coach had just drawn up something to see if we could just get a shot off. We really wasn't worried about if it was going to go in or not, just get up a shot. And I don't think I had made a three in the first half yet. So just coming out of that, like, I wasn't nervous, but I knew, like, if I was going to shoot it, like, you know, I'm going to shoot to make it. So it was more of like a fake handoff for the first guy and then a pitch back to me. And just looking at the clock, I just took one dribble and just shot it. And it just felt good coming off my hands. So when it went in, it was just even better.
Boy, it looked good. And it probably felt good having fans in the stands to cheer that one on, right?
Yeah. I love having fans. Fans definitely bring a lot of energy to the game.
When you're out there playing, is it really obvious to you when you're playing, when fans aren't there, as to when they are? You know, some players tell me that they get so locked into the game, sometimes you forget about the crowd around you. But have you been able to tell the difference a lot between the two and, you know, how it's affected you and the team?
Yeah, I could tell the difference. When there's no fans, like, it's really hard to, like I said, have a lot of energy in the game. From a team's standpoint, like, all that, if there's no fans, a lot of energy has to come from, like, the bench and, like, just the team itself. And so, like, getting all riled up and doing all that, it takes a lot more out of you. And when there's a lot more fans, like, you could still be locked in, but the fans bring that energy for you. So, like, making baskets and playing good defense and just having that atmosphere, like, feels a lot better.
Teddy Parham Jr. is our guest tonight on the Chadron State Sports Journal radio show and podcast. Teddy, you scored 32. Have you ever had a game offensively like that in your basketball career?
In my collegiate career, this is definitely, you know, my highest scoring and definitely highest percentage and I guess in my life. But I definitely, you know, take great pride in, like, having consistency in my game. And, like, I like the previous game I wasn't too, you know, happy about. So going in this one, I definitely, you know, went in with a chip on my shoulder that I needed to perform way better.
Well, you came up big, led your team to that close win, really close games against South Dakota Mines, really competitive this year with those guys. As Teddy Parham with us on the show today. And Teddy, you're on a team closing in on an RMAC postseason berth, and CSC men's basketball hasn't been to the playoffs in several years. So really on the brink of a big achievement for you guys. Might even get a possible home game here if you can take care of business this weekend. It's got to be exciting knowing that you're getting ready for the playoffs, and I'm sure you're juiced to play Metro and CCU this weekend.
Yeah, I'm definitely excited, and like you said, Shattern hasn't been to the postseason in a long time, and it's definitely a challenge for us, but we're definitely taking it on with everybody, the staff, the team, coaching. Like, we all want to be great, and we take it, you know, one day at a time, one game at a time, and hopefully we can, you know, make history here.
Teddy, we've been talking about this great game you had Saturday, but what's been the best part of the college basketball season and experience thus far for you here at Shadron State? I'm sure that's a candidate, but is that the best part so far?
I think the best part overall is just like the team. A lot of us are from different places, and a lot of us have either went to JUCO or redshirted, or we've all been through some types of like adversity, and coming here with a new coach and starting fresh. It definitely, you know, is fun, and getting to know everybody and getting to know how we can piece together every little thing to be a great team, like, has been great and fun, like, all year.
And when we talked to Jacob Jefferson, who's sadly down with an injury the rest of the year, one of your top guys and a veteran at Shadron State, earlier this year, he said, you know, the chemistry's still building, kind of like what you alluded to, guys coming from all different kinds of backgrounds and schools and trying to mold your skill sets together. Now, several weeks later, since we've talked to Jake and the season's moved along, do you feel like that chemistry is still coming along and you're getting to a good spot where everybody's kind of feeling their ways right and you're ready to hop into the playoffs with good chemistry and flowing good?
Mm-hmm, definitely, yeah. The chemistry has gotten a lot better since the first couple of games, and even since the first couple of practices. We've definitely been through a lot. Like conditioning, just plays, everything, film, every little thing we've been through, like, has just brought us closer, and the chemistry is definitely, you know, getting to where it's supposed to be.
That's great. A lot of challenges, obviously, with a brand new team and players and coaches that we've talked about, but still, even in the COVID year too, a lot of challenges to get through with scheduling and illness and stuff. What's been kind of the biggest challenges that you've had to work on and overcome during the season this year as you've moved through this?
The biggest challenges for me definitely have been just the move, you know, being from Los Angeles, California, and coming all the way to Shadron, Nebraska. It's definitely a different atmosphere for me and all different type of living. So getting used to that definitely took some time, and it's still taking some time to get used to, but I'm making the best of it. And as far as like the COVID stuff goes, I dealt with COVID a couple weeks ago, so me sitting now definitely affected me. And not being able to get in the gym and get up shots or just be with the team and being ready to prepare for what's next, well, you know, it was tough. But now being out of it and everybody being back on the floor and all that stuff, like, it's feeling a lot better. And I think that those challenges has definitely made us a lot stronger.
Well, having to, you know, deal with COVID and hearing from a superior athlete like yourself, the fans will probably want to know, you know, what effects did it have on your conditioning and on your process, and what were you able to do while not physically being able to prepare for basketball during that time when you had COVID?
Well, luckily, when I had it, I was asymptomatic, so I didn't have any symptoms or any complications, you know, worth or life, like, threatening. So coming out of that, I think the only thing I had to deal with was just my conditioning. I just hadn't, you know, ran, dribbled, or done anything too intense just because I was quarantined. Yeah. So the couple of days out of that was just more so just getting back into shape, like doing some running, doing some stuff in the weight room, like slowly getting back into like what I'm used to.
Yeah. Well, we're glad you came through and didn't have complications or a real, real serious issue with COVID, and that you're healthy and maybe saved up all those made buckets for Saturday night the other night. Yeah. While the team was out, you guys missed several games. How hard was it for your teammates and your entire team to miss that handful of games recently, too?
It was hard for everybody. We definitely, I wouldn't say lost hope, but we definitely were feeling a little down, thinking we may not make the run we wanted to make because we're missing so many games. But in the end, like you said, as long as we take care of business these next couple of games, we definitely have a good chance of having a great postseason.
Teddy Parham Jr., one of the new Shadron State Eagles this year. Fans, he scored 32 the other night against South Dakota Mines. We're visiting with him tonight on the show. And let's learn a little bit more about you, Teddy. You're from L.A., as you mentioned, nice sunshine state of California. Yeah. Played 2 years of community college basketball down there in Santa Monica. So a lot of warmth, a lot of sun, not a lot of snow. Had you ever seen snow before you came to Shadron?
I've seen snow before. I've been to places such as Big Bear Lake and Lake Tahoe before, just to visit some family, sometimes go on vacation. You know, it's light snowfall, not to anything too crazy, but this is definitely way different than what I'm used to.
Well, you've got yourself a beanie cap and a heavy coat on today, so you're ready and outfitted for the next ice and snowfall that we get. Boy, it was brutally cold recently, much different from Los Angeles. But, you know, what was college basketball like for you at Santa Monica? You had a couple of years there out of high school and got started, and how'd that get you prepared for CSC?
I think that taking the junior college route definitely helped me tremendously as far as maturing as an athlete and as an individual. Coming out of high school, I was pretty decent, I think. You know, I had some opportunities to play Division II straight out of high school, but I just felt that maybe I needed something, you know, to make me a little tougher, or like, because going into like the NCAA, like, there's, you play with all kinds of ages and all kinds of types of people. So coming out of high school, I wasn't, you know, the biggest or strongest. So definitely going to JUCO had made me, you know, bigger, stronger, more mature, and it taught me how to play with different types of people and different types of age and different types of personalities. So it definitely worked out for me.
Yeah, boy, that's a great experience, it sounds like you had in your junior college basketball years. And now that you've gotten through the RMAC, I know we haven't had our full rigors of the RMAC season and all those road gyms and things that we see. You'll get that next year. And
hopefully.
And so far, when you know, as you look at who you've played and the teams and what kind of conference you're in, what do you think about the RMAC conference and Division II basketball as a whole?
I think the conference is pretty solid. I don't think there's anybody who is like super outstanding, but at the same time, I don't think anybody is super like does not fit the RMAC. So everybody's pretty even in my opinion. I think that our team probably has the most versatility as far as like scoring and defense. I think we have a pretty solid defense. And then just Division II in general, I think it's a great experience and a lot of talent and a lot of opportunity for everybody.
It's interesting to hear you say that. I've always thought the RMAC II has so much parity in that, you know, a team 9th or 10th in the standings could sneak up and beat 2 or 1 in the standings any given night.
Yeah.
The gyms are always interesting, too. Road gyms can be a little more, I mean, they're tough, but a little more tough maybe in this conference with the way fans can be and stuff and just how much rivalry things that there are in the conference. So it's and you guys took a top 10 team, Colorado Mesa, to double OT.
Yeah.
Played tough against the number one team in the nation, Colorado Mines, as well. As we visit with Teddy Parham Jr. here tonight on the show. And your sister, she was a college athlete too, right? What did she play? Where'd she go?
My sister, she went to Loyola Marymount University. And she did rowing for a year or so for scholarship money. And just her growing up with me, like, we been very competitive. We've always played, you know, sports together. She played basketball and volleyball. I played volleyball with her a few times, you know, just for fun, not really seriously. But yeah, me and her are definitely two very competitive people who love to play sports.
So who won the one-on-one basketball matchups when you guys were kids?
Oh, definitely me.
Definitely you. And
definitely
so
me.
Did she win the volleyball competition you put together?
She won the volleyball ones all the time. I won the basketball ones most of the time. And it was also cool that she's around like 3 years older than me, so playing with somebody who's like older and bigger at the time, like, definitely also helped me to like get used to it, because I think when I used to grow up playing in sports and everything, I loved playing with people who were older and bigger, because it made me like hungry. It made me want to be better than them. Like, they're so much older, they're so much better, like, I want to be great. I gotta play against people who are gonna make me better.
That's great. Teddy Parham Jr. with us tonight on the show. Teddy, let's look at some of the teams and players that you like or you look up to. You know, from Los Angeles, got the Lakers, the Clippers, NBA is pretty big out there. Who are, say, the NBA teams, the guys that you like to watch play?
I definitely like to watch the Lakers, obviously, because I'm from L.A. I've always been, like, a Lakers fan. Right now, the players I really pay attention to the most are, like, LeBron, because not only is he, like, one of the greats, like, he doesn't just do one thing on the floor. He does a lot more for the team and for the program, for everything. Like, he's just an all-around, like, great person and great player. So, like, that's a great person to look up to. And then as far as anybody else, like, I like to watch players who do the same as LeBron, but, like, more on, like, smaller scale, if that makes sense. So like people like Jason Tatum, who you know, leads their team in like scoring and assists and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Or even like Bradley Beal, who's, you know, plays for not that great of a team right now, but does all that he can to help and, you know, make them at least, you know, not lose every game, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, he can certainly fill it up, and he does quite a bit for the Wizards. Teddy, what about college players and teams that you follow? Do you pay much attention to other college basketball, or are you more of a pro basketball guy?
I watch a little bit of everything. I don't have really a favorite college team or college player right now, but I definitely watch a good amount of college basketball overall because it's like I'm in that same scenario. So anything that I think they can do, I can do. Or anything that teams can accomplish, I think that we as a Chadron State basketball team can accomplish.
Teddy, what's your major here at Chadron State College?
My major right now is communications, specifically public relations.
What do you want to do then as a career? Do you have a job or an area you want to do communications or PR in?
With communications, I kind of want to just take it to some type of company or some type of job that where I get to travel, because as like just being from LA, like it kind of has everything that you like would want. So like I want to like be able to explore, be able to go to different states, different cities, different countries, just to, you know, travel and get new experiences. And then with a communication major, like I'll be able to talk and communicate with anybody about anything. And I think that could go a long way with personal connections and, you know, public relations.
Yeah, certainly will. Well, you're off to a good start doing some public speaking and some PR here for CSC Men's Basketball on the radio. Teddy Parham Jr., our guest tonight. Teddy, good luck this weekend in winning a couple games on the road, making the RMAC playoffs. I know I can't wait for the trip. I know you're excited for the trip, too. And good luck. Great game Saturday. Thanks for being on our show tonight.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thanks for joining us tonight on the Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron. Tune in next week and all season long for more insights into Eagles team happenings, unique student-athlete stories, and special features surrounding Chadron State sports. Download tonight's podcast of the show through our website, panhandlepost.com. Click the CSC logo link.
I see the sign out front says Farmers State Bank. So do I need to be a farmer to bank here?
No. At Farmers State Bank, we're proud to help farmers and ranchers achieve financial freedom. But we can do the same thing for anyone. Teachers, receptionists, railroad engineers, you name it.
So actually it's farmers and anybody else who needs a really good bank, State Bank.
Yeah, I don't think that'll fit on the sign.
Farmers State Bank, your bank, your way. Member FDIC.